You're welcome to listen to this, of course. However, much of it won't make sense unless you watch it, so please visit the YouTube link in the description to see the visual gags. This video was not sponsored by Blistex. Okay, let me see if this is live now. It should be live. If you can see this, type some obscure 90s reference that no one's thought about in years to show that I'm down to earth and relatable, but I'm in fact an antisocial, pretentious, germophobic hermit. Okay, great. All right, let's get to the ranking of the toes. Now, John Vervaeke. See, I don't think he uses enough specialized terminology that only three people understand. It's a bit too simplified for my taste. I personally like a man whose main content is like a prologue to the glossary of that content. Repeat after me, John. Not every question needs to be answered with the phrase relevance realization. On the plus side, though, at least you've given some words to Peugeot and Vanderclay so that they can feel as if they're being scientific when they quote you.
See.
Thomas Campbell. All right, Thomas Campbell reminds you of the guy who would hand out unwrapped fruit on Halloween. Like your friend who doesn't wear socks and has beads instead of bedroom doors. It's a brilliant man who has a degree in nuclear physics, and I think should have an honorary one in drug development, as doctors now prescribe listening to My Big Toe for insomnia.
B.
Now, speaking of people who rely on their former physics degree to give them an air of credibility, Kurt Jaimungal. If I had a nickel for every time Kurt said explication or interjected with some mathematical fact that no one cares about, then I wouldn't have to mention Patreon like it wasn't overbearing the first 280 times. Kurt Jaimungal, or as he's affectionately nicknamed, what would happen if Lex Friedman and Jordan Peterson had an unsuccessful brown baby? Kurt's opinion of himself versus subscriber count looks like that graph of productivity versus wage stagnation. A man with the charisma of Peppa Pig. It's the only man to have pulled his back from furrowing his brows. The guy whose career trajectory should be followed by the theme from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He looks like a Bollywood extra just waiting for that big break.
D.
Bernardo Kastrup. Now, on video, Bernardo's wonderful. He's a great friend, but for some reason, it's impossible to take a picture of him without it looking like it should be followed by, and tonight, on To Catch a Predator.
C.
Yosha Bock. Now, Yosha Bock has won awards on cognitive architecture and mental representations, and for his work on being the only person that makes Eric Weinstein sound comprehensible. Speaking to Yosha is like speaking to GPT-3 with the prompt, export text that sounds profound by utilizing rapidly uttered obscure computer science analogies, said so self-assuredly that you feel foolish for disagreeing, so you publicly pretend that it's genius but can't explain why.
C.
Carl Friston. Now, you have to respect someone who can make trying to understand the free energy principle like trying to understand the opening sequence of Rick and Morty on acid.
S.
Speaking of acid, Leo Gura. Now, Leo answers the question of what would happen if LSD gave you more of an ego?
B.
Steven Pinker. Now, anyone who goes to the barber and the barber's like, oh, you're giving me a dollar tip ahead of time? No, sir, I'm just trying to show you the haircut that I want. That man deserves an A.
A.
Linda Moulton Howe. Now, my major regret with this video was that I wasn't critical enough with her. We got along a bit too well. I didn't impudently and cringely question her credibility several times in a row. That's okay, at least her leather jacket will become a regular.
C.
Speaking of regulars, Noam Chomsky. The person who's been on Toe more than any other guest. Personally, I don't think he deserved what Snape did to him at the end of Half-Blood Prince, but that's just my bias.
A.
Travis Walton. They say they made a true life story of his account in the 90s. It rhymes with ire. I think it starred Jim Carrey. I'm not sure. No, I'm just kidding. It's fire. Fire, right. Fire in the Sky. Okay, that's a huge accomplishment, I remember, because it was the only film to lose critically to Don't Mess with the Zohan. Now, that's difficult.
C.
Brian Keating. Now, I learned so much from Brian as a podcaster, like that it doesn't matter how many times you ask people to like and subscribe, it doesn't work. I'm just kidding, man. I'm kidding. Brian taught me that the best way to get back at the Nobel Committee is to repeatedly validate them by interviewing as many Nobel winners as possible. I'm just kidding, man. I'm kidding. You have to have a sense of humor in this podcast industry, especially when you have a face like Fred Flintstone. Like, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. Buzz Lightyear has supported me since near the beginning, and I'm lucky to call him a friend.
Wow. Thanks, Kurt.
Hey.
Lee Cronin. Now, Lee looks and sounds like a classy mad scientist from a B-movie in the 80s where he's continually pointing out some alarming news that others aren't listening to. But you don't understand. The assembly number is too high. Okay, we understand, Lee. We understand that you think physicists don't understand entropy because you don't. We get it.
A.
Ross Coulthart. Now, I tell you what I think, but I truly think it's best you just read about it in his book.
This is one of the big problems for me when I was writing my book. I've worked out ways of doing this in the course of my research for the book. A few of them have become aware that I've written a book.
But if you can give it to people who haven't
read the book. Actually, if he reads my book, and I write about them in the book.
So that freaked you out?
There's so many interviews. I don't want to sound like I'm overly promoting my book, but I've detailed them in my book.
In all seriousness, you have to respect a man who's gone from award-winning 60 Minutes journalist, dining with prime ministers, to rummaging around Tom DeLonge's basement looking for a piece of bismuth metal made from a car in 1922. Look, I'm just kidding. Ross is a dear friend. You can find Ross on YouTube, on Amazon, and on Pornhub, considering how badly he f***ed his future prospects by investigating E.T.
A.
Chris Langan. Now that's an S tier. I mean, the CTMU, it's a super tier-tology. It syntactically includes all the other tiers. True, true genius. I feel my IQ increasing just looking at him.
S.
Now, if you want to decrease your IQ, Tom DeLonge. No, I'm just kidding. A man whose name said quickly sounds like IKEA cutlery. The difference between Tom and cutlery, at least, is that the cutlery has a point. I mean, M.C. Escher himself couldn't make something more contradictory than secret machines. But Tom is important because we need someone that even Richard Doty is like, that's a bit too far.
C.
Okay, Don Hoffman versus Yosha Bach. This was like watching Daigo versus Chun-Li. By the way, if you get that reference, then I feel sorry for you.
B.
Anil Seth, or in other words, what happens when the kid from Avatar The Last Airbender grows up and gets famous from a TED Talk?
S.
Richie Doland. I like that he studies UFOs but doesn't fall into that typical conspiracy rabbit hole. He's truly a unique individual, and he's right, people incorrectly stereotype him. I think we'd all be surprised if he didn't have a X-Files themed ringtone and a picture of Lazar pleasuring Fravor as his wallpaper.
B.
Carlo Rovelli, relational quantum mechanics, not a man of absolutes. To him, oh Kelvin is a term of endearment, like, oh Kelvin, come on. Carlo is famous for saying it's relations all the way down, which I think he adopted from metaphysically interpreting Bill Clinton.
S.
Lou Elizondo. Now, what I like about Lou is that he's clear, doesn't hide behind his NDA like most people, doesn't go on a tangent about unrelated metaphors for 9 minutes, it's just straight facts.
A.
Rupert Spira.
Where is the border of your experience, Kurt?
Hey man, people are wondering where the border of this conversation is. It's been like 3.5 hours. Time is money. I'm just kidding, man. It's a pleasure and a gift to be able to spend this much time with the man that people go to because they can't afford Eckhart Tolle.
S.
David Walpart has about 6 no-go theorems restricting him from being placed at any level below B.
A.
Stephen Wolfram. See, I don't know how Stephen can stand being in an industry with all these overly opinionated and egotistical business owners. It just doesn't fit. Now, the hallmark of a great theory is when it's so specific that it can be falsified. I asked him, general relativity with the negative cosmological constant? Stephen's like, I can derive that. Positive cosmological constant? I can derive that. An underrivable girdle-like statement. Oh, yes.
Yes, easily, yes.
The Nazgul from Lord of the Rings.
Most likely, yes.
How about a Theories of Everything channel with more than 6 women in it?
Now that's a bit tricky, Kurt.
B.
Ian McGilchrist, one of the best interviews on this channel. I always like a book that you can pick up and finish in 3 years. Ian, given the expansion of the universe, by the time people read this, there won't be any matter or things. My left hemisphere wants to rate this an S, and my right hemisphere wants to commiserate with you for not being able to get a word in edgewise with Jordan Peterson.
JP, stop talking.
Jordan interrupted Kurt so much.
But my God, let your effing guest finish.
Oh my fucking God, you don't need to stay interrupting people with self-control.
Yes.
Lastly, Don Hoffman. I am still not sure if his message is related to space-time being doomed. Perhaps he should reiterate that another 550 times. Don, I love your prolificness. I love how you're constantly innovating, and by innovating, what I mean is you find 15 different ways of saying the same thing. Constantly new, inspiring. What's next, Don? Are you going to talk about how the particle goes through both slits, but only when no one's watching? Well, given how many people I've offended lately, perhaps soon I'll be able to let you know what it's like to go through both as well. Oh, and that Alan Watts Kurt Gödel theolocution. Terrible match. One of the worst podcasts on this channel. No one wanted to see that. D. This is a note from Kurt. These were just April Fool's jokes. I love and appreciate every one of the guests on this channel, and I still can't believe how lucky and blessed I am to be able to spend even 10 minutes with each of these people. What an honor. Rupert Spira, Tom DeLong, Stephen Wolfram, Bernardo Kastrup, Yo Shabak, Thomas Campbell, Leo Gura, Pinker, Chris Langan, Linda Howe, Anil Seth, Ross Coulthart, Don Hoffman, Lee Cronin, Lou Elizondo, Ian McGilchrist, Brian Keating, to name a few. Thank you for coming on to the Theories of Everything podcast. The channel and the broader world was and is improved merely by your presence, and we're extremely grateful for your time. Thank you dearly. If you're interested in continuing to laugh at toe-related aspects, then visit the subreddit Kurt Jaimungle Memes, which is run by user NotMyAccount /Jack, who supplied some of the graphics for these jokes. Here are a few. This podcast is now finished. If you'd like to hear me supplicate for another few seconds, then continue listening to my 100% not repetitive plead for donations. It's support from the patrons, aka the splendid and munificent, and the sponsors, aka those brave enough to invest in a channel on mathematical physics, consciousness, and God, teetering as close as you can to being Deepak Chopra without being Deepak, that allow me to do this full time. Every dollar helps tremendously. Thank you.